Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 10th, and the whole week ahead. With Mercury and Neptune beautifully linked towards one another, this is like a change of brain. Now that might sound a bit dark, but what it really means is doing something for you, concentrating your mind intellectually on something that is going to make you feel good. Doesn't matter what it is. It's just about you feeling good about yourself. Pursue it. Here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday there was a Sun conjunct Saturn in the sign of Sagittarius. Now look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's in your 10th house. And this is the classic aspect for achievement. It means working 24/7 maybe towards your goal. But if you're a Pisces with a passion for success, and you want to go places, then it all starts from here. Work hard and you'll achieve. And here's your Monday stars. Lovely aspect between the Sun and Uranus. Because the Sun is up there in your 10th house of career and achievement, and Uranus is about surprises, I would start to look in areas when it comes to professional matters that you haven't looked at before. So you could surprise yourself at the possibilities out there and the things you want to do. So it's important for you to understand now that you have got the ball of change in your hand, but where are you going to throw it? And here's your Tuesday stars, but it's the day before the full moon, and this full moon is going to be very important to where you're living, your home and family. Because a full moon is all about the end of a cycle and the beginning of something new, today you need to look at everything in your life to do with home, to do with family, because soon it'll be time to move on. And today you must decide what it is that you're going to let go of. And here's your Wednesday stars. And it's full moon time in the sign of Gemini. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your fourth house of home and family matters. And with this kind of energy, it's time for you to let certain things go and realize there are new things coming. For some of you, it might mean a new house, a new home, might mean buying your first property. But what it does mean is, over the next 2 weeks, changes are there. So whatever happens, things will never be quite the same again. And here's your Thursday stars. Well, the moon's in the sign of Cancer, and for you as a Piscean, this is good. It's time for fun. It's time for play. But don't take your eye off the ball. Remember, this is a big time in your life. There's changes coming in so many ways. Career, where you live, home, family, all sorts of things. So don't get too excited by playing away when there are certain things you still need to do at home. And here's your Friday stars. Well, the moon is now in the sign of Leo, and for you as a Piscean, there's certain things you need to think about to do with your health, to do with work, to do with business, to do with employment. I know it's coming up to Christmas and the holidays, but there are certain things you need to decide before you get to a brand new year. And today is about reflecting on what they could be. No decisions yet, but you could get an inkling.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.